joining us.
Hi, Ferret.
Hi, Flame.
Hi, fandom.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 8, which is going to be a little bit different than previous episodes. Instead of hearing a lot from me and Flame, we're going to be featuring 4 interviews with members of fandom.
Our theme this week, in light of Pride, but also with the prescient timing, on the importance of learning from other people's experiences, learning to listen, and learning to stay quiet ourselves, our theme is representation in fandom. Fair and I both believe that transformative works should be, in fact, transformative, and that extends to race and gender bending, as well as other intersections of diversity.
So we'll be hearing from The Rose Rose on Jewish representation, from Simi about her process and headcanons around Desi Toni, from Pendragon about demisexuality, and from Avengers & Co. about neurodiversity. Then we'll hear from you all on how you're celebrating Pride this year and share your events calendar as well. This episode's amazing art is provided by Bear and their incredible depiction of a Vietnamese Toni, and you'll find their links in all the usual places.
Before we get started on that, we wanted to offer a brief explanation as to why this episode is important and why Fair and I are doing our best to stay quiet. It is no secret that the physical representations of these characters in canon tend to dip from a very narrow well. Cisgender, heterosexual, which I respect you can argue in alts, but my point stands, largely white, and for the humans, largely American. The issue is that the demographics of fandom are significantly different than that. Even from just casual flips through Tumblr or detailed data gathered by fandom researchers, we know that while women tend to dominate fandom spaces, the population of trans women and non-binary people continues to grow. Heterosexuality is not even the dominant sexual orientation in most fandom spaces anymore. And while the loudest voices may be American, they are certainly not the only, and while the characters may be white, fandom isn't. And we all want to see ourselves in what we love. That is simply true. Think back to the shots of Brie Larson at the premiere of Captain Marvel and the looks on the little girls' faces that there was a girl superhero. I didn't have that growing up. But the idea that my niece has been born into a world where Gal Gadot and Brie Larson and Tessa Thompson and Lupita Nyong'o and more are on the big screen as people who save the world is really rad in my book. The issue remains, however, that canon is exceptionally exclusionary and fandom has a tendency to be as well. But if we want to see ourselves in the art that we love, fandom is the perfect place for that to happen. We can take these characters and transform them, give Toni a speech impediment, or have a non-Cap Steve have diabetes. Bucky's metal arm can be a modern prosthesis and Pepper can be deaf. Hell, if we can make Steve a mermaid and Toni an octopus, I really don't want to hear that we can't have Toni in a wheelchair because of cries of canon authenticity. Y'all, come on. Fandom is also the place to lean into things that are hinted at in canon. Strange's hands being shaky, Toni's PTSD, Bucky's memory loss, and unpack them further. And this is the beauty of fandom. Because let's be honest, it isn't like Marvel Studios has an incredibly diverse team of writers. With the exception of Black Panther and Ragnarok, the movies have pretty much been directed or written by white men. White men of privilege and massive studio protection and are marketed to other white men. The comics certainly have a wider stable of creators and there are fascinating intersections represented in some of the comics runs. But when I talk to comics fans, they lament the lack of women and people of color and people across the sexuality spectrum as creators as well. So I don't think this is a problem that's just for the MCU. If you don't want to read Toni as a trans man, that doesn't mean that someone writing Toni as a trans man is wrong. It just means you skip that tag. We have tags for a reason and they're beautiful and helpful and a huge part of first do no harm and then do you. A short Professor Flame side note here. You may have some squicks around areas of representation that I'd encourage you to mentally investigate why you have them. We all do, by the way, but part of doing no harm is to recognize that you may be harming yourself or others by holding on to systemic prejudices and inequalities within yourself. If you've got a squick against Fat Bucky, for instance, is it because you think being fat is bad and fat people are lazy and worthless? Or is it just because you don't see the character that way? That's an important distinction. Additionally, and this is particularly relevant now, representation is not a theoretical matter for fandom creators from marginalized populations. Over and over again, we have heard from creators of color that they endure racist comments over both their works and their personal presence in fandom. We've heard this from trans creators, differently abled creators, neurodivergent creators, queer creators, basically creators, that fandom is not always a safe space within which to create. And so in this month of Pride, which started as a riot and continues to be a political entity, we wanted to draw attention to the fact that proper, authentic representation is an area of fandom which must grow and change and evolve. As we record this, American cities and cities around the world are full of marches declaring that Black Lives Matter. Fandom is international and so is inequality, and we have to be aware of that. While fandom is a people, not a place, we are a people who must do better to allow for more voices and more space at the table, because none of this journey is over. We all have space to grow as we transform these canons into our own. Finally, we want to remind everyone that we do not tolerate personal attacks of any nature on anyone in our spaces. Our interviewees were brave and incredibly vulnerable with me, and therefore you, in the service of education. Part of that fandom growth I was just talking about is listening to voices from these experiences. With all that being said, Farrah and I are pretty much going to shut up now. We aren't from these stories, and it would be disingenuous for us to place any focus on ourselves. You'll hear me a little bit as I chat with our guests, but we hope that you listen to the four women who chose to honor us with their honesty, and that it will make your fandom experience richer.